Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Jurors have reached a decision in the battery and defamation civil trial against former President Donald Trump. We're waiting for confirmation on the verdict. Columnist E. Jean Carroll accuses Trump of raping her in a women's dressing room in the mid-1990s and then lying about it. Trump maintains it never happened. He says he never even met Carroll. NPR's Andrea Bernstein looks at what the Manhattan jury would have had to consider as it was deliberating.
If they conclude he is, by a standard of more likely than not, they will then decide on damages. They'll also have to decide whether Trump is liable for defaming Carroll when he called her account a hoax and a scam, and if so, on damages for that.
NPR's Andrea Bernstein, the nine-member jury's decision must be unanimous or it would be a hung jury. A fight is escalating in the Senate to force a GOP mega donor to reveal additional details regarding gifts to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports that two Democratic committee chairs have taken steps to force Texas billionaire Harlan Crow to comply with their demands.
Senate Finance Chairman Ron Wyden had asked Harlan Crow to share his tax returns by a May 8th deadline, but a committee aide says Crow declined. More than a dozen Senate Republicans attacked the panel's efforts in a joint letter. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin is demanding new details from Crow and entities tied to his properties with a deadline of May 22nd. Judiciary Democrats concede they may not be able to force the disclosures through a subpoena as a result of an extended absence by California Senator Dianne Feinstein due to illness. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration is opening a two-day meeting today. FDA advisors will, for the first time, consider allowing the sale of a birth control pill in the U.S. without a prescription. Here's NPR's Rob Stein.
It's called Opill. Proponents of making the pill available without a prescription say that would make it a lot easier for women because they wouldn't have to worry about seeing a doctor first. Women of any age could just walk into any drugstore and buy the pills. That's especially important because access to abortions is becoming increasingly difficult. But opponents, and even FDA scientists, question whether women can safely and effectively use the pills without a doctor's guidance. Rob Stein, NPR News.
There's a new breast cancer screening recommendation out now from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. The group now concludes that women should begin getting mammograms at the age of 40 instead of waiting till they're 50. Last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 17 points at 33,601. It's NPR News. Fox Corp's chief executive told shareholders the company remains financially and legally strong. He was speaking on an earnings call this morning. NPR's Mary Yang reports his assurances come despite a high-profile settlement and shakeups at Fox News.
Fox CEO Lachlan Murdoch continued to defend the company's actions in recent weeks, including its last-minute settlement with Dominion Voting Systems. That's even as Fox faces two separate lawsuits filed by shareholders in Delaware's Chancery Court. Those complaints maintain Fox executives damaged the company's reputation by refusing to retract false claims of election fraud. Former star Tucker Carlson's firing late last month has further tanked Fox's primetime ratings. When asked about the decision to fire Carlson, Murdoch responded,
"As always, you know, we are adjusting our programming and our lineup, and that's what we continue to do."
Fox has not yet named a replacement. Mary Yang, NPR News.
With a stroke of a pen and purple ink, the governor of Minnesota has signed a bill that officially renames Minnesota Highway 5 in memory of the state's legendary resident, Prince. Governor Tim Walz says it was the coolest bill signing he'd ever done. The roadway will be called Prince Rogers Nelson Memorial Highway and will run past the late musician's Paisley Park recording studios. Authorities say Prince's 2016 death was the result of an accidental fentanyl overdose. He was 57 years old. On the illegal trafficking of fentanyl and other drugs into the U.S., the Biden administration has sanctioned several members of the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico, including a son of drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman serving time in a federal U.S. prison. This is NPR News.